What's up, guys? Jesse from Plant the Spear here with Michael, who was at the game, and Florida State wins this one 41-3 over Syracuse. Really just kind of the dominating win that we wanted to see from Florida State all around. I think there were some things you like. I think there were some things that you didn't. But overall, at the end of the day, you just have to be happy with a dominating win, because this is what we've been waiting for Florida State to do for a while now. Three really good quarters in this game. The defense was absolutely dominant today. Yes, Keon Coleman is a monster. I mean, 247 all-purpose yards. Michael, you were at the game. Give me some of your what was the vibe around Doak Campbell Stadium today?
Well, I mean, it was great. You know, they had the 93 team, the champion, national championship team in the house today. So, you know, it was sold out. I think I wrote down in my notes that it was about 90% full at kickoff. And then it was completely full after the first kickoff. It was great. It was a great atmosphere. It was fun. The fans were into the game. You know, the Noles offense came out a little slow. I mean, the first drive is scripted, so they got the touchdown. But then after that, it was kind of a little just, it was self-inflicted wounds. But man, let me just tell you, Keon Coleman is the real deal. We were in Keon County today. There was one drive on the first drive. Actually, it was Jordan Travis threw like a 27-yard pass. And I mean, dude, Coleman leaped up, had to be at least 12 feet in the air, one-handed ball. It was incredible. I mean, he was just electric today. Yeah. The punt return, that was 72 yards. Almost, if it wasn't for just a shoestring tackle, he would have scored there. It was a great day. Again, like you said, Jesse, a lot of things you love, especially from the defense. I mean, they were lights out. With the exception of one long run, I mean, Syracuse didn't get much of anything today. Mm-hmm. Offense was hit or miss. It really was today. Yep. Some great things, some not so great things. I would even say, and you know, Jesse, how much I love Mike Norvell and the play call. I'll have to go back and watch the tape, but I just thought there were some play calls that he might want back, especially on fourth down when he's coming out of the shotgun. Probably let's go under center for that one. But otherwise, it was the kind of win you wanted, right? Remember we said that we wanted a dominating win. Neither of our score predictions were correct, but that's okay because they got 41 points.
Yeah, and man, I tell you, I think Adam Fuller has something figured out when you talk about Syracuse. This is three points now, 2 years in a row, absolutely nothing on offense by the Orange. So I think Adam Fuller deserves credit for having it figured out. I think the defense had a really big day. Yeah, man, that catch was as beautiful on TV as it was probably in the stadium. I mean, he is just unstoppable. Just like I said, this is why when you talk about a game where you didn't have Johnny Wilson available, this is why you went and got a guy like Keon Coleman.
Right.
So if you were down one of your top guys, you still had that alpha dog receiver you could go lean on, and he took over the game. I mean, this was like when you talk about what Brock Bowers did against like Auburn, where he was just unstoppable on the day, and that's probably the reason that they even won that game. Now, they probably still would have beat Syracuse, but he took over the game, and it was huge. So we'll first touch on some of the thoughts on offense. Yeah, I definitely think, I mean, when you look at total, they put up 535 yards, over 7 yards per play. So they had a really successful day on offense. It didn't always look great. The second quarter was a little slow.
Right.
Really, the main thing I'm going to nitpick you brought up, I did not like the goal line stand calling down there. I don't agree with four passes in a row. I think they should have ran the ball a little bit because the run game was working. And then, man, you touched on it. I tweeted this out during the game. I will never understand a fourth and one putting yourself into a fourth and five before you even snap the ball. It makes no sense. So, like, those two things were really kind of the biggest things that you could harp on here. But overall, I do think that they got the run game going. That was nice to see. I think it was 191 yards total, 5.6 yards per carry, 3 rushing touchdowns. So now this is 2 weeks in a row that you've got the run game going. You're getting some confidence for these backs. You saw CJ Campbell get involved, who's a guy that I really like. I think he's really got something to him. You saw Kazai Holmes do something on a swing route. We also saw some young guys get involved. Hakeem Williams had an explosive touchdown. So tell me what you thought about that one.
Oh, it was beautiful. I mean, it was from Tate. You know, it was a little screen pass on the right side of the field there. Little screen. He kind of came up, little dig screen there. And, I mean, he made like two or three guys miss and just jetted across the field there. It was beautiful. I mean, I was going crazy. So I didn't fully catch the whole play. I'll go back and watch the tape on that. But it was good to finally see him put it all together. And that's just only going to feed into next season for him.
Yeah, and I think you see why they're excited about him. You see why he was rated as a five-star. Once he gets the game of football figured out playing at the college level, you can see the physical tools are there. Because if he was, absolutely, you know, with that stride that he's got, when he gets into the open field, you're not going to catch him. So, really, like I said, I think overall, you know, hopefully Jordan's okay. We saw him hanging his dangling his left arm a little bit. He took a shot on the blind side, which is, you know, always hurts. But he came back in the game, and Jordan is an absolute warrior. You know, he is tough. You can't do anything to keep him out of a game. And so I think it was a good day overall. I mean, you still put up 41 points. So, like, you know, they still did good there. That's as many as North Carolina put up on Syracuse. That's more than Clemson put up. So, you know, you're talking about you're on par with the elite offenses in the country.
Yeah, listen. Like, you're right. Overall, it was a great day for the offense. It really was. I mean, they moved the ball at will, honestly. There was just some really play calls and just self-inflicted wounds of like drop. I mean, Trey Benson on that, you know, when you talked about that goal to goal where they threw four straight passes. Well, we're not complaining if Trey Benson catches that ball at the goal line. That's a touchdown, but he drops it, right? You know, there was just little things like that that throughout the day, you're just like, come on, guys. Like, we're in game number six. You shouldn't be making these mistakes. But again, two things. Again, we talked about this on the lead-up show, which was, you know, we want them peaking in November. So you'll take this, and this is game film for them to learn. But then the second thing was, you talked about the run game. The run game didn't start off very well. I mean, we were getting maybe 2 or 3 yards a carry. But it was, again, like we talked on the lead-up show, was Mike started throwing the ball a lot more. Then later he came back to that run, and oh my goodness, the holes were wide open, brother.
Yes, they were. And that's the thing. I think you're seeing week over week progression by this team. You're seeing them get better at some of the things that they struggled with. And I think you bring up a good point. Like, overall on the day, when you talk about the offense, some of the things are going to stick out. Like, they left some points on the field. They definitely left a lot on the field. But when you still talk about putting up over 500 yards, over 40 points, like, you still had a very successful day. And this game, I think it's the most equally frustrating and also most exciting team aspect about this team is to know that you can put up 500 yards and 40 points, and you probably left another 20 points on the field.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
but
absolutely.
I also have to say, like, I agree with going for it down on where they went for it in the red zone, because your defense was playing really well all day. So I thought you could have trusted them. I just didn't love the play calling, but, you know, they'll get those things figured out. But now that we're on that subject, let's go ahead and talk about this defense, because they had a day. Only 261 yards by Syracuse, 3.9 yards per play, which is pretty bad. I mean, they couldn't do anything on offense. I think they did very well at containing Schrader. You know, like you said, you gave up a couple of runs to Allen, but other than that, they had a swarming day. This defensive line was dominant. Give me some of your thoughts about what you saw in the trenches.
First of all, my first thought is, if you want to fire Allen Fuller, go find a new team. And today, this defense, I mean, Jesse, they were flying all over the field. Yep. I mean, just stuffing the run. We didn't even have to blitz very much because the front four were handling it. Schrader had no time to throw, no time to pass. Like you said, with the exception of a couple big runs, which really were coming in garbage time, I mean, the Syracuse offense couldn't do much. You could see Dino Babers. He was just so, like, he was just kind of like, well, this is what it is, because we're getting our butts whooped. Like, he had nothing. There was no emotion from him or anything. And Schrader, honestly, I really don't understand, like, what people see in him. I mean, the Mississippi State transfer, every time he plays quality competition, it just disappears.
Yeah. He's like a – you know, like a Tebow that can't really throw that well. So it's like he's a big bruising runner or something like that. And yeah, man, I think, like, Fuller, he gets credit. And I did see that he got into breaking the rock. Like, I think it was three different guys. I think Shaheem was in there. Then I think Keon and Fuller. So, you know, he put together a good game plan. And like you said, they've been doing well limiting points. And I really also have to give credit where it's due. This secondary, now, like you said, it hasn't been the greatest competition last week and this week. But when you talk about what they did last week, only gave up 104 yards to Virginia Tech. And then this week, they had another good week against the pass. Nine PBUs. The team defense as a whole had three sacks, three quarterback hurries. So you really did a good job on in the secondary. I thought they went after Fentrell Cypress, and he stood up to the challenge. He had two PBUs of his own, and he played a really good game. So I'm excited for what I see for the secondary. It seems like they figured something out coming out of that bye week. Like they've kind of, like I said, I know you got to consider the competition, but they have gotten it together in the secondary. So there will, of course, be some bigger challenges down the road. But, Michael, I feel good about what they were able to do in the secondary today.
I really was, too. I mean, I can't remember. I think it was number 21. Maybe that's Vance. I can't remember exactly. But he got the interception, at the end of the game there. And I'm telling you this. I mean, the crowd was maybe 60% at that time. But they were going nuts. Like, they had their hand on other balls. There could have been other interceptions today. I mean, the Farmer and the sack strip fumble with where Verse recover. I mean, there's just the defense, the secondary as a whole. You know, kudos to Adam Fuller for the game plan, for just shutting down that run game. Once that run game was shut down, we knew. I mean, once you saw it, you knew that Schrader wasn't going to be able to throw the ball on them. And like I said on the lead up show was, if Schrader's running a lot, that means Florida State is probably going to win a dominant game. Schrader, I don't know how many carries he had today, but it looked like he was running all over the field for his life today.
Yeah, I really do think the defense did a great job of keeping him in check. He was 9 of 21 passing for 99 yards and no touchdowns. Yep. Not really much there. 7 carries for negative 10 yards when you count the sacks. So, I mean, they really put it to him. Like, this defensive line was absolutely dominant. And I'm just excited to get this win. I think, like we talked about, week over week, you see them improving. You see them getting better. They're addressing a lot of little things. And we talked about this on the pregame show where it's like, let's see how they do once they start playing some mid-level teams. Let's see, once you get past the LSUs and the Clemsons and the things like that, once they get to that mid-level competition, how do they perform? In the last 2 weeks, when you talk about the final score, last week probably should have been about 46-10. This week probably should have been about 59-3. But they still, on paper, they still blew both teams out. They still had a good game. And they still have a lot of room to get better. Now, of course, next week you're going to have Strap It Up. You have a Duke team that may or may not have Riley Leonard, that may or may not be, at full strength if they don't have him. We'll see how they do against NC State today. I don't believe he's playing, but you really just got to sit back and enjoy the 6-0 start and being in the top four and getting another dominant win. You really didn't have to sweat this game at all. I know the second quarter was really slow, but this game was never in doubt. I don't think this was like last week against Virginia Tech where it was 22-17. You're like, oh, here we go. This one, they got a little close, but overall, I think Florida State had it in the bag pretty much all day.
Well, I mean, you have to credit, a little bit, whatever you could credit, the Syracuse and Dino Babers. They came in with the game plan of they were going to hold the ball. Literally, they would stand there and on offense and wait till the clock got down to about 15 on the play clock, then get the play in, then probably, I think I recorded a couple times, they snapped the ball with like 3 or 4 seconds on the play clock. So their intention was to try to keep FSU's explosive offense off the field as much as possible. Obviously, it didn't work, but during that second and even in the early third, most of the third quarter, that strategy worked for them. But like you said, we're happy. We're 6-0. I mean, you remember several years ago, we were dreaming of being 6-0. Now we're 6-0. Like you said, we got Duke coming in. Riley's not playing today. But regardless of the offense, that defense is legit. You saw what they did with Notre Dame. You saw what they did to Clemson. So, FSU's offense is going to have to shore up some of those things and to make sure that the running game is still working, that Travis is hopefully gets, healthy, get Johnny back, and clean up some of those throws that he had. There was a couple that, man, they were just so far behind the receiver. So he's still a little accurate, but you know what? I think they're going to get that fixed, and I'm excited for next week's game, which is a night game, and it's also sold out. So it's going to be a great game.
That's going to be a really tough atmosphere to Duke to come into and win. And, I also think, too, when you talk about – this is something we just mentioned on another show that I did, where if they don't have Riley Leonard, I think Florida State's going to kind of give it to him a little bit here. I hope so, too. So even if he's back, he might not be 100%. And when you look around the country, when you talk about what Florida State did, Georgia beat Vanderbilt 37-20. So, not really dominating there. Michigan beat Indiana 52-7, but I believe Syracuse would beat Indiana probably 9 out of 10 times. Ohio State beat Purdue. This is a team that beat Purdue. Syracuse was. So I think, Alabama had a little bit of a slow game there, 24-21.
They did.
So I think Florida State really, you know, like when we talk about, you get enough style points here in this one that you feel good about finally kind of squashing that narrative that Florida State's in all these close games that they can't win dominant.
Right.
And I think this was, I know it's against Syracuse, but this was a little bit of a statement by Florida State, not in who they beat, but how they beat them. The fact that they blew them out and there was so much left points wise on the table. So I think this was a really good win for them, even if it was against a mid-level ACC team.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're right. They the style points are going to be good. I think, you know, if the AP and coaches poll voters watch, they should remain in the top four, regardless of what happens between Oregon and Washington, which last I checked, Washington was up 22-15.
Yep.
But regardless of what happens there and tonight, Florida State should remain top four. They dominated when they were supposed to dominate. They covered the spread.
Yep.
And so, you know, we look to next week. Let's go.
Yeah, man, I'm excited about it. I appreciate you joining me. I had, you know, I wasn't able to be in Doak this week, but I still was cheering on from the house. And I just wish I could have been, man, because I know that it sounded loud. It sounded really good on TV.
Great.
And a couple, you know, when they got down in the goal line, a couple of them stands, like it got really loud and it sounded really good. So I know, man, that game next week is going to be absolutely rocking at night. Before we get out of here, Michael, you know, we just made a little bit of fresh squeezed orange juice, so I'm just going to toast up a little bit here, you guys. We got some
Let's
orange.
Let's go.
We got a little bit of fresh squeezed orange juice with some extra pulp in here. So
Let's go. Let's go. Oh, I'm with you, brother. I'm with you.
Cheers to a 6-0 Florida State. Cheers to a dominant win over the Syracuse Orange and beating them to a pulp. They just, you know, I'm when you look at the new ACC schedule, Syracuse is one of your every year teams. Now, who knows how long we stay in the ACC? Man, Dino Babers has got to be pretty upset about that. He's got to be just like, oh, man, the two best teams they've had in a while, you just got smoked by Florida State both years in a row. So I'm sure he's probably not too happy with their conference draw right now.
Oh, yeah. I imagine I don't want to talk about coaches getting let go, but I imagine if things don't improve, we might be looking at a new coach for next season. I think the Syracuse fans that I ran in today, they're pretty tired of it. So
I can imagine. I can imagine. Now, Michael, before we get out of here, I want to get your thoughts on one more game. That's a big one for us tonight. Obviously, you got Miami at North Carolina.
Oh, yes.
That's a big one tonight. Kind of watching some of the games. Of course, you got LSU Auburn. We need LSU to kind of keep winning there. USC Notre Dame, but the one I'm really focusing on right now. Now, if we want to just bring up a couple of scores real quick, you got Florida that's in a dogfight with South Carolina at halftime, 24-21, and some things like that. But that Miami-North Carolina game, that's the one I'm really watching. I think Miami, you know, aside from what happened last week, I think they're a good enough team to hang with or beat North Carolina because North Carolina has struggled in a few games. But North Carolina could also give it to them because this will be probably the best team that they've played so far outside of maybe Texas A&M, who isn't the best team they played, but probably the most talented team top to bottom.
Yes.
So just give me a couple of your thoughts on how that game you think is going to go tonight before we get out of here.
Yeah, real quick. You know, I think, Miami's defense will be the best defense North Carolina has seen this season. I mean, they're legit. I've watched tape on them. Miami plays. They got some dogs. They got athletes. They get after you. It's not going to be easy. Drake May, I imagine, will be doing a little bit of running for his life a little bit. But, I mean, that North Carolina offense is just electric.
Yep.
And so that'll be interesting to see that. Here's a stat. I can't remember the exact number for you. But since the invention of North Carolina, University of North Carolina, they have not won a top five game. Now, you can check me on that and we can correct it later. But I heard this stat today that games like this, ranked versus ranked, they have a terrible record against. And so it's usually a game like this that North Carolina falls apart and then their season kind of goes off a tailspin. So it'll be interesting to see how they come out today. I think it's at home, so the crowd should be juiced. And just so we can say this up front, Miami fans, this is a game in the last 20 years this type of game that Miami would lose.
Yep.
So you got those two things coming up against you. I promise you, Jesse, if Miami loses this game, that fan base is going to explode.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think that North Carolina will win tonight. I think it's a good way for us to gauge both teams, because now it's looking like we might be on a collision course with North Carolina or Louisville in the ACC championship. This was kind of one of their big stepping stones to, can they get past Miami to get there? You know, it's kind of like, it makes you want to throw up a little bit to even say it, but you kind of want Miami to win a little bit so you can they can hand North Carolina an ACC loss. But, you know, we'll never cheer for Miami to win anything in anything, any games at all. So it's going to be a good one tonight, man. I'm excited to watch it. There's a lot of good games on this Saturday.
Yep.
But as we get ready to get out of here, guys, Florida State dominates Syracuse 41-3. I enjoyed watching it. I know Michael had a great time in Doak Campbell Stadium.
Yeah.
And so, guys, we'll be back with you next week. We got we got to preview that Duke game. That's going to be a big one. We got a lot to talk about. So, guys, as we get ready to get out of here, we'll just enjoy a little sip of some fresh orange juice here. As we get ready to enjoy that win. So, Michael, thank you so much for joining me.
Yes, sir. Guys,
thank you for tuning in to Plant the Spear, and we'll be back with you next week. Thanks for watching, and go Noles.